station vaguely sound familiar. Yeah, I'm up by, I think I'm not too far from the office over here at Woodbury.
Sounded like you said you were by Social Security, Mineola. I'm passing Mineta Hill Road on the parkway.
Yeah, I'm not too far from there myself. I said I thought I was passing by his Woodbury office.
I'll try UHF again in a few minutes. How's your weekend?
Basically uneventful.
That can be good. I was doing some training outside. I have those big clumps of tall grass. I had to chop some of it back. Getting too big. Very prolific. And some branches on some bushes that were, I had to cut after the last couple of snows that we had.
Yeah, well, basically the storm did that for me, and I've got them all over the yard.
The best part was that I got the grill ready for grilling outside. And, we got the chicken shish kebabs from Whole Foods. Oh man, were they good. Big, thick, juicy pieces of chicken. Nice veggies. So I broke in the barbecue for the spring.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I was over at Whole Foods the other day. I was looking for one or two things that they're usually good on, and they just didn't happen to have anything.
We got some ground meat, which makes great meatballs. With chopped meat and had some hamburgers yesterday. Picked up some good-looking veal over there. You don't walk out with much in your bag for $100 anymore.
You wind up with that bag that says Whole Foods on it.
That is right. We looked at BJ's before that, and sometimes the stuff doesn't look that great, so spend some more, a little more, well, not a little more, a lot more. For some good meat. My wife makes those chicken and steak kebabs herself once in a while. And we soak them in an Italian marinade.
Well, it depends on the type of taste you're going for.
It was good. One skewer from there and you're full. It was really, oh, the pieces were so big. They must have been, maybe they were giant chickens.
Bring something funny to mind from long ago. Little joke somebody used to recite on the other repeater in the chat.
You're a little on the staticky side.
Yeah, well, I'm only using the portable. Oh, which reminds me, I have to call the car dealer. Will you excuse me for a minute? I'm going to make a phone call.
No problem. I'm going to check UHF. I'll be up there for a minute and see what's going on. KD2ESY.
KD2ESY. WB2KNB, excuse me, WB. Oh, you're still here?
Yep, still around for another maybe 3.5 minutes. I'm almost at work.
Oh, okay. I thought you... Oh, yeah, I guess. I was just looking at the time. It's just this bright yellow ball in the sky that's throwing me.
I should do a YouTube clip on chemtrails. Take a picture of the sky now, and then wait until about 4, 5, 6 o'clock tonight, and then take another picture. You'll see quite a difference. Unless they're giving us a hiatus.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Let's see. Just debating which way to go.
Of course you know, Steve. You see the crisscross trails from the planes, the jets. Those are chemicals being sprayed into the atmosphere as part of the Patriot Act. It's theoretically to help preserve our environment and temperature, which is actually absurd because I think it causes a greenhouse effect.
Okay, since I really don't know what you're talking about, I'll refrain from commenting.
I can see you don't get it. Understand. All right. Anyway, look up chemtrails versus contrails on the internet and you'll find a myriad of information. Anyway, what it is, it's spraying components in the atmosphere, like strontium and a lot of other stuff. Anyway, so get back to the world of radio.
I may be wrong, but isn't strontium 90 like a highly radioactive material?
No, I don't believe it is. This is another chemical, another elemental name I'm thinking of. But there's other components in it, like aluminum is one of them, which is actually not good for the brain. But anyway, strontium, you can actually extract strontium out of your body if you actually urinate into a container and get a lot of that, and you can break it down and find a trace amount of strontium in our body.
I don't doubt that there's trace amounts of almost everything in our body. who knows? Anyway, I'm in Queens. It's moving okay so far, but I know it's going to stop.
Don't talk too soon. It may very well stop now.
Yeah, I know. That's the fun of this. You never know. Anyway, I gotta put the radio down. My hand is getting slightly numb.
I'm at the office anyway. I'm gonna cruise. You have a good day, Steve. KD2F, I'll be clear 7-3.
See you later. WBTZS. WRB.
K2KMB, N2RBP Mobile. Heard and perfectly clear.
KD2NBZ, listening.
Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Mobile.
tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
KD2NTG listening. KV2NTG, KV2NTG, listening. KD2NTG, listening. KD2NTG, listening.